men and their women. Okay.
There you go. All
okay.
Right,
thank you. Thank you, pal. Right, right. There you go.
And would it be, and this is the, here, I'm being really honest and really fair here. Okay. Would it be fair to say that we as guys, when we give a gift, we want emotional payback?
Praise for
and we want as much emotional payback as we can get?
You bet your ass.
For weeks, months, if we can get
hey,
it.
Hey, if it lasted years, it would be great. Do we ever get that? No. But do we want it? Yes.
Of course we do. That's all we want is approval.
I'd settle for some physical payback.
Physical payback.
And sometimes not even that. Thanks.
Hello, Donna.
You want her to hit? You want her to hit back?
No. Well, maybe.
Physical payback.
Yeah, physical payback.
I'm confused.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
I'll draw you a picture.
Hello.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, hi.
You get your ass in a sling and then you look for Mike for help? How dare you?
No, well, see, I kind of did do what he said. It was really subtle, sir.
So you didn't know because you don't see what's going on.
Right.
I have these conversations with Mike and the guys before the show, and a lot of times the unwritten rule is that if you bring something up on the air, you give the guy a look, which I gave Mike a look like, hey, no, don't do that. And then he just barreled right into it.
It was, it was. I initiated that. You wouldn't have heard it, but I did initiate that.
It was topical.
But that's okay. I mean,
it's because it was fresh, and I thought it was interesting. And it was not a bad thing.
I'm married to her. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, Don.
I don't know why I felt the need to make that statement.
It's good to declare that.
I am married to that woman.
I am married to no one.
Hello.
Hey, Don. Mike,
yes.
How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Don, she busted your chops, man. You could take your head out of your tail. She totally busted you.
Well, how did she bust it?
This is a victory for you, how?
She just raked you through the coals, man.
Did you say she raped me through the coals or raped me?
R-A-K-E-D,
raped. Oh, she raked me through the coals.
Hey, jackass. Did you actually just... Jackass.
Out of your rear end.
Jackass. Did you actually start your sentence with, ha-ha?
Rob, stay in the back where you belong.
Oh, we've got another junior director out there.
Rob, stay in the back where you belong.
I'd love to have this gentleman come in.
I want to ask, how old are you?
39.
About 39?
Wow.
Right.
39.
39 going on 18.
39.
I'll be 40 in June.
If you live.
Rob,
you know, someone
stay in the
might
back.
Murder you.
Rob, stay in the back and make jokes where you belong.
Let me stand in the. You know, maybe I'll stand in the back behind your mom.
Here's where you belong. And Rob, would you watch it? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I wasn't insinuating this is rape or sodomy.
We don't allow that sort of talk.
I mean, see what all has happened out of this? I stand by my kind of goading you into that.
Hello.
Look at this.
Don and Mike.
Man. Hey, big man.
Yeah, big man.
This is your daddy. Where's my car?
That's funny. Someone who remembers, I'm looking for my real daddy,
right.
And I'll buy him a Caddy.
Cadillac.
I'm a real Cadillac.
Cadillac.
Cadillac automobile.
You would have.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it?
Hey, Don,
if I could just say Mark Addy.
Oh.
Thank you. Hi, I'm sorry. What can we do for you?
You're going to have to encrust that car with diamonds for her 51st birthday.
No, say no. This is where the free pass ends. The 50th, okay, I've been with her through the 30th, the 40th, and the 50th.
Better start looking at yachts.
Pardon?
Better start looking at yachts.
Boating.
Yeah.
That might be the next avenue to travel down.
That would be outstanding.
But the next milestone birthday will be the 60th.
Will it wait till 65? When she'll begin to draw a handsome social security check.
You know what?
Yeah, that's Rob right there.
You better watch it because your wife tells my wife so much crap about you.
I know.
I mean, I'm going easy with the stuff like with the fudgesicles, and I'm not saying that I'm going to rat you out because you're my buddy.
I know.
But you push her. She's got dirt on you, Jack. She'll call in.
I know.
She will call in on your ass.
Yeah. None of us want that to happen.
Oh, Mike does. You'd like nothing better than...
Oh, Rob? Yeah.
You'd like nothing better than for Frida to call and give it to Robbie.
I'd get the fallout.
Hello,
I always get the fallout.
How?
Don't do. I would.
Hello. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Yes, hi.
I want to say I love your show.
Thanks.
And everybody needs a little emotional payback sometime. You make dinner, you want them to say thank you.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. I think everybody wants it.
We do.
There's nothing for nothing.
That's right.
That's right.
All I wanted to say.
Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye. Good girl.
But we all say thank you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yes.
Thank you, darling. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Louis Jelly here. Thank you very much for the Tower gift card last week. I used it today.
It's the blind man, Louis Jelly.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, way to go for remembering the name of the blind man, Louis Jelly.
Okay. How are you, Louis?
I'm doing fine. Listen, I'm up to 737 CDs, and I just want to say thank you for...
How would you know?
Well, he knows the number. He just doesn't know if they're all different or not.
I count them every damn week.
Hey, I like how he gets uppity.
How does he know that somebody just hasn't gone into his house and replaced him like with a bunch of recordable CDs or DVDs.
Coasters.
He's opening up the boxes.
That's right. I just know.
Well, that's good. So you're on your way to 800.
That's right.
Good job.
Right,
what's your favorite, Jelly?
What's my favorite singer?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to kill me. Merle Haggard.
Hey, good for you, Louis Jelly.
All right, Blindy. You know, he's real handsome. It's too bad you can't see him, Merle Haggard.
Ain't that the truth?
I'm an Okie from Muskogee.
All right, Blindy. We'll see you.
All right, boys.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Louis Jelly.
Bye-bye.
I like that name, Louis Jelly.
Mm-hmm. Lou Jelly.
Hi, my name's Lou Jelly.
You see that? Even cripples call the Don and Mike show.
The door is open to the afflicted.
No matter what. No matter how God has crept.
This is God's waiting room.
Turn your skim milk colored eyes our way.
Absolutely. Limp over here. Crawl.
Drag.
The skim milk colored eyes. I'm telling you, you got to go and you got to patent that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a catchphrase for dead people.
Sure.
You're going to see it. Skim milk colored eyes.
Welcome to our family.
Use your hands to drag your scooter this way.
Welcome to our dysfunctional family.
How you doing, Buzz?
I'm doing great. You kind of stayed out of the fray there for a while.
I felt it needed to be done. Like you, I thought it was best to mostly lay low there.
Yeah.
Switzerland.
You made a call for help, though. I couldn't sit over here and let him go, you know, totally abandoned there.
Yeah, Rob did attack. Way to go, Rob. Good foot soldier.
Do what I can.
He attacked. Yeah. My wife. I mean, he started to, you know. I had to pull him back.
Yeah.
But he started to go after her. Hello.
He does what one can.
How's it going?
Okay, my friend. Oh,
I got
Christ, we're late. We got a break. What can we do for you?
I just want to know real quick. I heard Spina say a walker wouldn't fit in a car, but will a body perhaps of a 49-year-old lady?
That's a joke about me killing my wife.
Oh,
now, what's funny about that?
Nothing at all.
Nothing. That is not a funny sound effect.
But I've seen the specs on that car.
Yes.
And the body won't fit if the body's in one piece.
Thank you!
Okay.
Hi, Rosie.
We should, see if you do that, I'm going to want to do this.
Well, I want to keep her out of the conversation.
Oh, that is dead.
I'm glad he's dead.
Thank you.
That's enough.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City, if they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
I think
that's where they originated from,
Yeah.
Las Vegas, hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
Still a great tape. God hates the lazy, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, the Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Get your happy bags game tag today. FlyEye.com, go your own way. It's a vacation in the month of May, every day to Las Vegas, and we're doing it again on today's show.
All right.
We're not done giving away those trips. We'll do it today. In about, I don't know, 10
now,
minutes?
I mentioned
20 minutes.
I was going to make an announcement about my weight.
40 minutes.
Oh, yeah. And I will make my announcement about my weight now. I am now down 9 pounds. So it's slow.
That's solid.
It's steady.
Over how long?
I'll let you know. That would be 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Perfect. That's set steady and solid.
Yeah, I was a little bummed. I was hoping for 10 today, but I'll take the 9, you know, going in the right direction.
All right, so what's the current number then?
The current number is, let me see, I'm down from, I was up to a whopping obese high of 296, and I'm down to
Now, what? We'll subtract the 9. What was it?
285.
285. No. I was.
You were at what? What were you before?
I was 296.
So you're
now
287.
I'm 287.
85, 87.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, I'm a long way from where I want to be, but I'm going in the right direction.
Are you talking about it on the radio? You've never done that before.
Yeah, I'm motivated this time, and that's because of the back. So you know, when I hurt my back, I thought, you know, when you have three people tell you, three professional people say, yeah, you might want to take off some weight, and then a neurosurgeon looks at you and says, take the weight off or die. You basically get motivated.
Work for me.
Mm-hmm. Doctors always say that, though.
No, it works.
I tune them out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
They got a product.
Well, congratulations, Mike. Stick with it.
I will.
Hello?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys how much Buffalo sucks for dropping you guys.
Well, not the town.
Yeah, and, you know, we went on this...
All right, Buzz. Now we can say that.
We went on this topic yesterday. I can't imagine what a dumb reaction they're getting in Buffalo, that they're changing the station that was all talk, going to change it to this new allegedly eclectic jack format that plays anything they want, but they're keeping Stern on in the morning.
So
you're giving out conflicting messages to the prospective new audience about what they're doing. It's just an abortion of a radio station.
It's unfortunate, especially since we had so many good people up there that listen to the show. It's a drag.
Thank you for your call. We hope to be back on in Buffalo. I got an email from a radio guy who works at, is there a KISS station in Buffalo?
Probably.
Anyway, the guy sent me, I should bring it in. In the last 10 years, that station we were on had 11 different formats.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's that come from? I mean, we were talking about it yesterday, whether that was a decision from up high. You know, the only thing I know is that our company, our corporation, is kind of popping these formats on all over the place. So I'm thinking maybe it did come from up top.
I've got the feeling that Infinity wants to align itself with this stupid jack format the way the Clear Channel did with Mix and with KISS.
Well, we're doing it the right way.
Yeah, because, you know, no matter what town you go to, you hear a KISS FM or you hear the best Mix. That's all Clear Channel, this one company, and they've copyrighted the names and junk.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think Infinity's doing the same thing. Anyway, just a gigantic, gigantic mistake. If you go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, we got a picture up there already, and it's of Natalie Portman with a shaved head.
She's fine with a shaved head.
No, she's not. I mean, it's kind of Sinead O'Connor.
I saw the picture. I think she's a handsome woman.
There you go. Well, there's more for you, Mike, because I wouldn't... I would